Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
Over Christmas, I, as a police chaplain, try and make extra visits to the police to see how the teams are faring. We all want happy times at Christmas, holidays and good family vibes. But the police often see another side to people which Christmas either exacerbates or ameliorates. No shift wants to be called out Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, and in my experience over the years, some Christmas times are filled with peace and goodwill, while others are definitely not so. The police ask me about my busy time. Not as busy as Easter, I often reply, and I've been known to quip that at Christmas, I know what I should say. I know the story, and sometimes I get to retell it in the station. But whose Christmas story do we know? I remember comments a long time ago when I ran a short Christmas IQ test in the British Lutheran that A, I had surprised people with some of the answers, and B, that I had sort of ruined Christmas a little for some when I debunked some of the accepted Christmas facts about stables, animals, transportation, wise men, which largely had come from songs, Christmas cards, nativity sets and Christmas plays. On the 6th of January, the 12th day of Christmas, the wise men finally turn up and find Jesus in a house, see Matthew chapter 2, verse 11, and Jesus is probably a toddler by then, and the church celebrates the Epiphany, where Jesus is revealed as the Son of God. The biblical accounts of Christmas are few, only according to Matthew and Luke, while the baptism of Jesus is mentioned by all four writers. Still, what we have really are quite brief descriptions and reports, and often leave more questions than answers. And that's what has happened over the centuries. We've filled in the gaps somewhat. We've provided the answers. It is our human condition to want to add to God's Word, to improve on it, fill in the gaps, update it. Our imagination puts images to words, and our reason can deduce what happened from what is not said. That is part of how we engage with literature. And the Bible is a library of literature, 66 books to be precise. But where this adding to God's Word becomes problematic is when we hold to and teach our additions, our interpretations, as God's Word itself. That can lead us down all sorts of rabbit holes and away from God's Word. For Christians, God's Word needs to stand as we learn to conform to it and be transformed by it rather than the other way round. Our principle of interpretation is that Scripture conveys Christ, not the Christ of our own image, but the Christ revealed completely in the Law, the Prophets and the Psalms, so that the Church, you and me, are the living temple built on the foundation of the Apostles and the Prophets, with Jesus as the cornerstone. This Jesus is truly God and truly human, and died for us on the cross, and was raised for our salvation and life with Him. This is why Christmas and the Epiphany are special and precious, because we know what this baby will do when a man for us. These accounts are recorded because the writers know Jesus has died and has been raised, and those writers want their readers and hearers to know this Jesus too. You can start a story almost anywhere. Each gospel writer begins at a place to give us a context, a background to understand what is unfolding. If you look and listen well, you will see already, a long way off in the distance, the cross, to which all of Jesus' life has been heading. It is in finding the cross that the true meaning of Christmas begins to be found. Do you know the Christmas story? Do you know the Epiphany stories? However you tell the Christmas story or mention the Epiphany, make sure you include in your thoughts, or in your words if telling someone, two words: for you. Christmas, this baby, Jesus, the man dripping wet in the Jordan River, and what will happen later? are all for you. You are loved that much by God. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you revealed your only Son to the world by the leading of a star. Lead us, who know you now by faith, to see you in your glory and truth in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen and ascended for us. Draw all people to this truth, that everyone may know that your grace is for them. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.